following podcast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey and the South Carolina Water Science Center.
For all activity, remain in hurricane condition 1. Hurricane Hugo is presently located by...
Right now, there is a mandatory evacuation order for residents of Charleston, South Carolina. And the National Weather Service has just issued a hurricane warning...
It's not a matter of if it's going to hit, it's when it's going to hit, and you need to be prepared to be able to collect the necessary data to really help the resource managers protect the coast.
It is imperative that all residents of Charleston County, especially those living in beach areas, low-lying areas...
Major hurricanes produce walls of water called storm surge that can reach heights of 20 feet above sea level. While the old method was accurate for measuring height of storm surge, new methods provide a wealth of information on timing, magnitude, and the nature of the storm. Today on our program, Hurricane Hugo, Storm Surge Monitoring Techniques, 20 years later. I'm Ray Douglas, and you're listening to Water Science for a Changing World. Paul Conrads is a surface water specialist for the U.S. Geological Survey in South Carolina. He and other hydrologists in the South Carolina Water Science Center measured the magnitude of the storm surge along South Carolina's coast 20 years ago. Paul, thanks for joining us today. Describe for us, if you will, the USGS approach to data collection during Hugo.
Well, for Hugo, we knew the storm was coming, so we were prepared to respond to the aftermath, and that's what it was. It was a post-event data collection effort. So we knew that the storm had hit the coast. It was a large storm, so we went down to measure the high water marks of how high the storm actually got along the coast. And it was a tremendous field effort, a large number of people involved, probably about easily 20 people involved, measuring marks from south of Charleston up to Myrtle Beach. It's time-consuming. By the time we get the field notes in, reduce the field notes, put marks on maps so people can actually see how high this water was. I mean, it's easily probably 6 months before we can actually get the information disseminated to the public.
Okay, well, how would USGS handle the same event today?
Well, today it's much more of a pre-event data collection effort where if a storm is threatening the South Carolina coast and we have a projected track of that storm, we can go out and put out these pressure transducers. These pressure transducers record water levels, and they're about the size of a cigar. So we can take a number of these, let's say 30, 40, 50, whatever number, and we go down to the coast, and we can attach these to structures that are in the path of the storm. So attach these to bridge structures, poles, whatever in the pathway. After the passing of the storm, we can go down then and retrieve the sensors, and we can download the water level data from the sensors. So in a matter of weeks now, we can download the data and previously take months to be able to produce that information.
Okay, well, the data's coming in faster. Is it any better than the data that you retrieved 20 years ago?
Well, you know, 20 years ago, what we measured was really just the magnitude of the storm surge, of that wave as it comes on shore. So we know how high it got. Now, with these pressure transducers that we set out before the storm, it's actually recording the time of the storm coming on shore. So we not only have that magnitude, but we have the timing as it comes on shore. So we know how high the water was and how long it was that high. Really, the analogy for Hugo is like a snapshot. It's like taking one little picture of the magnitude, where now it's like taking a film strip, an animation of the water coming in, that timing, height, and then the dissipation of the storm.
Okay, well, the hurricane makes landfall. The data is in. Where does it go from there? How is it used and who uses it?
For coastal management and planning, especially the emergency preparedness along the coast, they make a lot of use of the hurricane storm surge inundation models. So these models predict how high water will get and for how long along the coast. So information like this is critical for ground truthing those models to make sure that they're as accurate as they can be. The results from those models are really what are used for determining evacuation routes, for siting shelters for during the storm, for identifying critical infrastructure that may need attention during a storm, like nursing homes, hospitals, those sort of things. And so there's quite a bit of use for the data.
Paul, thanks for all the great work you and the USGS team do here in South Carolina. Any thoughts on the hurricane season for this year?
Well, hurricane season is always a little anxious, but we realize with the number of people moving to the South Carolina coast that collecting this kind of information is really going to be more and more important. We recently had a Category 4 storm pass along the coast, and you start realizing that it's not really a question of if a storm is going to hit. It's really a question of when it's going to hit.
Slams into the Carolina coast with 135-mile-an-hour winds, the strongest storm to hit our beaches in 35 years.
Hugo, the modest Category 2 hurricane that grew into a massive Category 4 and required immediate evacuations along the South Carolina coast. New USGS data collection techniques will capture larger amounts of data to document, better understand, and predict storm surge for the next hurricane that visits the South Carolina coast.
Nothing more than a shelter. Piles of broken homes, stores, trees, and cars. The remnants of what was.
For more information on USGS activities in South Carolina, visit us on the web at sc.water.usgs.gov.
Science for a Changing World is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey and the South Carolina Water Science Center.